Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining the Prophetic Intercessors Network Time of Intercessory Prayer. We're going to get started in just one moment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Bless you. Amen. Amen. Any other intercessors have joined the call as of yet? Thank you, Lord.
Carla. Good morning. This is Sharon.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to go ahead and get started with those that are on the call. So we have Carla to open us up, followed by Cheryl, followed by Sharon, and then I'll come in with the closeout and take up to anywhere from 7 to 10 minutes. And we want, Carla, if you could pray for our nation and pray for our president. Cheryl, if you could pray for couples. And Sharon, if you could pray for the body of Christ, come in with the closeout. Amen. Go ahead, Carla. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we just give you glory, God. We give you praise and we give you honor for this day, oh God, and we just thank you, Father God. God, we just thank you for your faithfulness unto us, oh God, for truly you have been so faithful to us, oh God, and we just thank you, oh God. We thank you for your love and your kindness on this morning, God, your mercy and your grace, God. Oh God, we just thank you for your peace, God, your power, how you kept us, Father God, and you're yet keeping us, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for all the blessings of the Lord, oh God. We know that the blessings of the Lord, Lord, that they make rich, Father God, and that they add up no sorrow, Father God. So we just give you praise on this morning, Father God, as we come touching in the green, Father God, and standing in the gap, Father God, on this morning, God, even on the behalf of our president on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray that you would just touch him, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We pray on today, Father God, God, that you would just touch his mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift him up before you, Father God, and we pray, oh God, Father God, that you would govern and that you would rule over his spirit, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you would get in his decision making, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know, oh God, that the heart of the king, Father God, that is in your hand, Father God, and you will turn it, oh God, whichever way you will, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But I pray, oh God, that you would just deal with his heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for a turnaround and a breakthrough in his life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would cause him, oh God, to walk in the fear of the Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would get into his decision-making, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that he will be led of you, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You are the one who put men up, and you are the one who takes them down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we know that all souls belong to you, oh God, Father God, and we know that you're able, oh God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, to turn him around, God. You're able to bring change in his life, Father God. You're able, oh God, hallelujah, to make him, to cause him, oh God, to make decisions, Father God, on the behalf of this nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, oh God, that you would just govern him, oh God, that you would govern his spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, that you would give him, oh God, the wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would give him to be submitted unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Most of all, God, I pray that your will be done, Father God, oh God, in President Trump's life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for his salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, oh God, that you would deliver him, oh God, not only, God, hallelujah, in the area of the office, Father God, but in his personal life, God, that you would do a deep work, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the will of the Lord will be done, that the will of the Lord will come to pass in his life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray for him, oh God, because you've instructed us to pray for those, oh God, who have authority over us, oh God, that we might live a godly life, Father God, in all
in all peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in all godliness and honesty, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I lift Trump up before you on this morning, Father God, that the will of the Lord will be done, oh God, and that you would have your way, oh God, in his life, oh God, and even concerning our nation on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, oh God, for the United States of America, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just thank you, God. I pray that you would just continue to bless our nation, Father God. God, your word says, oh God, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless this nation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we repent on the behalf of our nation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we repent, Father God, hallelujah, as a whole, God, that we have left, oh God, from honoring and serving you, oh God. Oh God, we pray on today, oh God, oh God, that you would just forgive us, oh God, for allowing sins and abomination, oh God, through our government and through our nation, oh God, to come, oh God, and to plague us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on today, Father God, that you would forgive us for our disobedience, oh God, the rebellion as a nation, oh God, every, oh God, spirit of idolatry on this morning, Father God, unholiness, greed, and selfishness, oh God, self-centeredness, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I just pray that you would forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for permitting, oh God, even endorsing abominations, oh God, in the land, Father God, those things that you hate and you despise, Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our nation on this morning, Father God. Oh God, hallelujah, that you would forgive us, Father God, and that you would deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, oh God, that you would deliver us, Father God, hallelujah, from the sin that is running rapid in our nation, oh God, those things, Father God, that we have allowed, Father God, as a nation, as your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would found, God, the strongholds, Father God, over our nation, Father God, hallelujah, that has come to blind the minds of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, for your people, oh God, even for the nation, Father God, oh God, that our eyes and our minds, oh God, hallelujah, will be open, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would set us free as a nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You said that your people, oh God, that are called by your name, oh God, if they will pray and humble themselves and seek your face, oh God, then when we hear from heaven, oh God, you will forgive our sins, oh God, and heal our land, Father God. Oh God, our land needs a healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I pray, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you would heal our land on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would heal, oh God, and restore your people, oh God, hallelujah, back to truth, Father God. Oh God, that you would heal and restore your people, oh God, back to, oh God, godliness and righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let not your wrath, oh God, be poured upon us as a nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, but I pray, oh God, that you would just have mercy, oh God, have mercy according to your loving kindness, Father God, oh God, according to the multitude of your tender mercies on this morning, Father God, hallelujah, we just cry out for our nation, oh God, that you would pity us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and that you would turn the hearts, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on this morning, oh God, that you would turn us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and even those, oh God, who have been standing in the gap, oh God, those that still love you, those that still serve you, those that still seek you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, Father God. Oh God, that you would just have mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just come on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, lifting up the issues, oh God, lifting up the cares and the concerns of this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the people, oh God, and your leaders on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, just crying out, oh God, asking, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you would restore, Father God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that you would restore us back to a nation, oh God, that will fear you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a nation that will obey you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, a nation that will love you, and a nation, oh God, that will worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just pray on today, oh God, for the United States of America, Father God. We know that your eyes, oh God, they go to and before, oh God, and they're holding the good as well as the evil, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, but we just cry out and we intercede, oh God, Lord, that you would just have your way, God, over the United States of America. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for how you've kept us, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that you would just continue, oh God, to cover us, Father God, as a nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, and you will continue to protect us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. So we thank you on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we just turn it, we turn this nation, oh, God. Oh, God, we give it over to you, oh, God. We know that you're able to keep that which we commit into your care on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just lift up, oh, God, the United States of America on today. I cry as on this morning, oh, God, that you would just continue to have mercy, Father God. Oh, God, that you would just continue to have mercy on us on today, Father God, as a nation, Father God. God, so we just bless you for doing it on this morning, Father God, and we give you praise, oh God. We give you glory on this morning, my God, and we give you the honor on this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This morning we come together with the opportunity, oh God, to lift up thy holy name and to exalt you in the area of marriage this morning, and for the couples who have made a commitment unto you first. They made a commitment unto you, O God, to stand in agreement in holy matrimony. So, Father, this morning we're grateful to you that we can come together and to declare, O God, for marriages and couples this morning, that we want to lift up those, O God, that are considering marriage, O God, and that those that are considering marriage, oh God, that those that are believing that you have called them together, oh God. And Father God, we pray for their hearts, minds, and emotions this morning, Father God, that this is the appointment that you assign them to, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the couples that have come believing that you are going to unite them, oh God. And we pray, oh God, as they are taking this opportunity to move forward in life, oh God, together, oh God, that they are hearing from you, oh God, that they're seeking your will for their lives, oh God, and that they're seeking your direction and your holy understanding for this appointment in their lives, God. We thank you, oh God, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that there is those, oh God, that understand that marriage is pleasing in your sight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those that are considering to join as one, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that your will be done in their lives. We pray, oh God, that the man that has chosen the woman to be his wife, oh God, has sought your counsel, oh God, and is seeking and continue to seek godly counsel. We pray for them today, oh God. We pray for the woman, oh God, that is accepting the bond and the consideration to be the helpmeet, oh God. We pray for them today, oh God, that they will walk in godly counsel, that they will seek your face, oh God. And Father God, and you, your word says in Proverbs 18:22 that the husband of the man who finds a good wife, he obtains mercy, oh God. And for that responsibility, we pray for the woman, oh God, that she understands the responsibility, oh God, that you placed, oh God, with her and for her, oh God, and that she's seeking you, oh God, and that she's not responding in emotion, oh God, but she's seeking you, oh God, for the divine direction, oh God. We pray for those that are around them, oh God, that will give godly counsel, that they would accept godly counsel. We pray for their hearts, oh God, as they consider to be knitted as one in the sight of you, the covenant, oh God, that they are going to commit to you first and foremost, oh God. And then those, oh God, that are coming together, even if they're coming together as a blended couple, or they're coming together because they have children from other relationships, oh God, we pray for those children, oh God. We pray for the unity, oh God. We pray for the walk, oh God. We pray that it's pure, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning in believing that you have given us this assignment to lift them up, oh God, those that are considering marriage today, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the marriages that are in place, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the covenant that is in place, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even as we understand the importance of marriage, oh God, that you've given this union, oh God. And Father God, we thank you that there is understanding, oh God, and there's mercy, oh God, there's tender mercy and kindness and humility and meekness among the couples, oh God. We ask and we ask that they will continue, oh God, to understand as they are living together and moving forward and bringing up families, oh God, and bringing up children, oh God, and Father God, that they can be able to bear one another, oh God. We pray for couples that are married today, oh God, that the spirit of forgiveness will be among them, oh God, that they will understand the importance of forgiveness one for another, oh God. And Father God, if they have any complaint, oh God, they can come to you first, oh God, and then they'll be able to speak to love and consideration and kindness to their partner, to their wife, or to that husband, oh God. Because as we know, God, it's important for them to forgive, oh God, as you have forgiven us, oh God. So, Father God, we ask, oh God, as the bond, oh God, continues to move, oh God, that they want to understand what love is, that love is kind and love is patient and love doesn't keep a record and love doesn't hold a grudge, oh God. So we pray for couples today, oh God. We pray for the newlyweds, oh God. We pray for those that have been married for years, oh God, that have grown in grace, oh God. We pray for them, oh God, as they move forward, oh God, in this life together, oh God, and that wives are submitting and understanding how to submit to their husband, which is pleasing unto you, that they move, oh God, in the spirit of meekness, and that meekness which is power and is pleasing unto your sight, that spirit that you've given the wife, oh God, to be able to support her husband, oh God, and with the understanding, with respect, oh God, that respect that she gives to him, oh God, is pleasing unto you, that meek and quiet spirit which has strength in your sight, oh God. So we pray for the wife, oh God. We pray for the helpmeet this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that her ideas, oh God, are governed according to what you've given her, oh God. And Father God, that she can honor her husband openly, oh God, that she can honor her husband in private, because she's seeking you in counsel, oh God. We thank you for the wife this morning that is submissive, oh God. And with God, we lift her up before you, oh God, as she is under understanding what that is to be a leader and to be a helpmate, oh God. And as she's getting direction from her husband, oh God, to raise her children, oh God, that she seeks you, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the governing spirit that moves, oh God, in the homes that are governed by you, oh God, that are seeking you for prayer and supplication with thanksgiving in their hearts, oh God. We pray for them this morning, oh God. We lift them up, oh God, even as the enemy would try to sift marriages, oh God. But we declare the blood of Jesus Christ over marriages this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the husband who's made covenant unto you that he will love his wife, oh God, and that he would not bring any bitterness towards her, but he would understand the importance, oh God, of how to love her, oh God, because the example that is given, oh God, in your word, as Christ had gave his life for the church, and as the husband understands that responsibility, oh God, we pray that his guidance will continue to be unto you, oh God. We pray for him this morning, oh God, that be that priest and to be that leader, oh God, because he's seeking you, oh God. We pray for his health this morning, oh God, because this world is coming against the identification of our African-American men. And so, Father God, the pressure, oh God, that the husband may feel, oh God, because of the injustices. But, Father God, we know that you have a covering, oh God, and that covering is in the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. So we pray for the mindset of the husband today, oh God. We come against the distractions that will come through, not only through society, oh God, but other ways, oh God. We pray, oh God, that those things that he has before you, that things that come to pull on his heart, oh God, that he can come to you, oh God. And even, Father, as he's coming to you, that you will surround him with men, godly men that are seeking you and also understanding who they are in you. We thank you, oh God, for guidance, oh God. We thank you for mentorship, oh God. We thank you for patriots, oh God, that are praying and seeking, oh God, and they're able to give wise counsel to husbands that are seeking the truth, oh God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that the Spirit the prayer and intercession will rest on the husband, oh God, that he will hear, oh God, that he will be shaken in his spirit when he hears the call from heaven to pray, oh God, and seek your face, oh God. We pray for the husband, oh God, for guidance, oh God, through the Holy Spirit. We pray for the husband, oh God, who desires to please you first and then raise his family to be godly, oh God. We pray for the man of the man who's in business, oh God, that is seeking your way, oh God. We ask for your divine stewardship to be with him, oh God. Give him wisdom how to handle his money so he can go forward, oh God, and be able to be a blessing not only to his family but to the place where he worships, oh God. We pray for the husband this morning, oh God, that he stands in agreement with the word of God. And we pray, oh God, as the word of God is given to him, oh God, that his heart will be sensitive to the spirit of the living God, that he will honor the presence of God, and that even, God, even when his pride, oh God, when his ego, oh God, wants to do the other, we pray that he will submit to the spirit of the living God and walk uprightly before you, oh God, that you will hold no good thing from him and his family, oh God. We pray for finances, oh God, when finances may not be the way he would like it to be, that the husband would not be discouraged, but he will sit, oh God, he will look, oh God, he will see, oh God, in the word as you explain, oh God, in your word, how that he would move forward for his family, oh God. We pray for relationship with his sons, oh God. We pray for those husbands, oh God, that have children from other relationships, oh God, and that they're bonding together with two families, oh God. We pray for godly counsel in that area, oh God. We thank you for our patriarchs this morning, oh God. We thank you for our matriarchs this morning, oh God, that you would give them, oh God, what they need at this very hour. We pray, we thank you for family this morning, oh God, for the institution of marriage, oh God. We come against the enemy this morning, oh God, that will call marriages to be discouraged. We call forth that husband who's walked away, oh God. We call for his mind, oh God, to be regulated. We call that he will ask for forgiveness, oh God, and understand, oh God, where he is, oh God, and that he can reconcile with his family, oh God. We pray for them this morning, oh God, for reconciliation of the broken marriages, oh God. We pray, oh God, according to your loving kindness, oh God, and that they will receive mercy, oh God, and understand the importance, oh God, of marriage, oh God. We thank you for the institution that you've given us, oh God, that we can be as one, oh God. And as they're raising their children, oh God, that their children obey the parents in all things, that it will be well and pleasing unto them through the eyes of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that husbands, oh God, will not provoke their children, oh God, but they will understand how to reconcile their family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the institution of marriage this morning. We believe, oh God, that, Father God, there's a turnaround taking place even now as we pray and intercede and stand in the gap for marriages and for those who desire to be married, oh God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that the couples, oh God, those that are in ministry together, we want to lift them up, oh God, for husbands and wives that have yielded to the call of ministry, oh God. We pray and continue to lift them up and cover the covenant relationship, oh God, that has been given as one has a strength and has a talent as they come together and their talents are combined together to be, oh God, a force to be reckoned with and give ministry to those couples and families that are in need and for the community. We pray for those, oh God, that are in dual relationship with you and then also in ministry, oh God. Continue to knit them as one, God. Continue to give them new ideas, oh God. And pray, we pray for the wife or the husband, oh God, that is leading in ministry, oh God, and that they have their partners in prayer on their behalf. We thank you, oh God, for ministries that have been birthed, oh God, out of godly marriages. We thank you, oh God, for ministries that are coming, even for those that are coming together to be married. We pray and thank you, oh God, for the move of God, for ministry, oh God, for the covenant ministries, oh God. We continue to lift them up before you, and we thank you for leadership, oh God, in the household of faith that are represented, for those that are sacrificing their time and talent because they have been called, oh God, because you've called them. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. We believe this to be so. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come to your throne of grace. Oh God, this morning we come collectively and we come individually. You know our needs. You know our petitions. God, you know our heart. You know those things, oh God, that we ought to pray for. And so, God, this morning we come lifting up the body of Christ. We come, oh God, lifting up your body of Christ. We ask in the name of Jesus for forgiveness. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us for any and everything, oh God. Those things that we may have done knowingly, and then, God, those things that we may have done unknowingly. We ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on your body of Christ. Oh God, we believe this morning that you are our God. We confess that you are the Lord and the Savior, the keeper of our soul, oh God. So God, this morning we come collectively as your body of Christ, standing, oh God, as a representation of who you have made us and called us and created us to be. And so, God, we ask that you would look down on us, oh God, and you would forgive us for any and all sin. Forgive us, oh God, for anything that we may have done, oh God, in your name that was not pleasing to you. Forgive us, oh God, if we misrepresented you. Forgive us, oh God, if we sought after things, oh God, more than your will and your word. Forgive us, oh God, if we miscarried your anointing. Forgive us, oh God, oh, if we misrepresented you, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we said you said something when you didn't. Forgive us, oh God, if we did anything, if we act any way, oh God, that doesn't represent our Lord and our Savior. Forgive us, oh God, if we took your grace for granted. Forgive us, oh God, if we sought after things of this world more than we sought after you, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we wanted to be more like the world than we wanted to be more like you, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. And so we ask this morning that you would have mercy on us, oh God, your body of Christ. We realize that we are many members, but we are only one body. And so, God, when the body is ill, we are all sick. And so, God, this morning we are asking you for mercy. We're asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy on us, that you would wash us, that you would cleanse us, that you would forgive us, that you would deliver us, that you would heal us, oh God. We need to be healed, oh God. We need to be washed and cleansed. We need you to purify us, oh God. And so, God, we as the body of Christ and representation of it, oh God, we stand, oh God, as ambassadors standing, oh God, this morning at your throne of grace. And we are asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy and deal with us, your body of Christ. Wash us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Save us. We present unto you our hearts this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would purify it. We present to you our mind this morning, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would bind into the mind of Christ. We present to you, oh God, our soul, that place where we have our desires and our passions, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would cleanse it, renew it, revive it, restore it, oh God. We ask that you would bring that soul into the alignment with your the Spirit. And then, God, we present our spirit unto you, the spirit of the man, oh God. We ask that you would have your way, move like never before, oh God. God, we pray this morning that you would cause the body of Christ, the structure of the body of Christ, oh God, that you would deal with it. So God, we lift up the heads unto you, every pastor, oh God, every bishop, every archbishop, oh God, every minister of the gospel, God, those that lead your people, we lift them up to you this morning. And we ask, oh God, that you would have your way. We ask, oh God, that them as the leader, as the head, oh God, that you
you would deal, oh God, with the brain. The brain, oh God, that thinks, oh God. The brain that teaches and instructs, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would touch it and you would anoint it, oh God, that your leaders, oh God, would get in alignment with your will so that your people, your sheep, oh God, could know who you really are. We pray, oh God, this morning. We pray, oh God, for every organ of the body of Christ, for every element, oh God, for every cell, oh God, every tissue, anything, oh God, that may be out of order. We ask, oh God, that you get it in divine order. Oh God, we want to be a body of Christ that functions, oh God, under your anointing and your power. So God, we don't want to be a dysfunctional body of Christ. And so God, this morning we lift up our illnesses unto you. We lift them up, oh God, to you, because you are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. And so God, this morning we need you like never before. We need you to heal us. We need you to save us, oh God. We need you to deliver us. Oh God, we pray for healing of the mind. We pray for healing of the body. And God, we pray for healing of our soul. God, we say, strengthen us as your body of Christ will weak. God, we ask in the name of Jesus so we can be the body of Christ that walks strong in the Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would teach us. Teach us, oh God, how to be dead to sin. Teach us, oh God, how to mortify the deeds of this body. Teach us, oh God, to walk in your love. Teach us, oh God, to obey your standards. Teach us, oh God, how to uphold your standards. Oh God, we pray this morning. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way. We pray, oh God, that you won't leave us as we are, but God, that you would deal with us. Forsake us not, oh God. We repent unto you. We realize, oh God, that we may have done some things, oh God, that wasn't pleasing to you. So God, we ask that you would reveal all things unto us. Help us, oh God, to see ourselves as you see us. Oh God, we ask that you would open up the blinded eyes and you would deal with us, oh God. If we got a hardened heart, deal with us, oh God. If we our eyes are blinded, if we seek, oh God, the pleasures of this world more than we are seeking you, deal with us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to see where we've gone wrong, so God, we can get on the path of righteousness and go right. And then, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that we would be our brother's keeper. Help us, oh God, not to speak evil of each other, but God, teach us how to treat each other, oh God, as we would treat ourselves, for you see us as one. God, we ask that you would wrap us in your love. Wrap us, oh God, in your loving kindness. Wrap us, oh God, in gentleness. Oh God, wrap us, oh God, in long suffering, so we know how to treat each other. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that he would be our example of who we are supposed to be. So God, we ask that you would deal with our eyesight. Help us, oh God, not to look to the left or to the right, not to compare ourselves with each other, but God, help us to compare ourselves with our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And so God, we don't just want to be the body of Christ in word and not in deed. We don't want to stand before you, oh God, and you say, depart from us, you know us not, we were workers of iniquity. So God, this morning we are asking you to deal with us, the body of Christ, and God, send your healing power. Anoint us afresh, oh God. We need a fresh anointing, oh God. God, touch us again. We need another touch from you, oh God. Heal us, oh God. We need to be healed from the inside out, oh God. Oh God, restore us. Restore the gift that you put inside of us to love you, oh God. The anointing, oh God, the Holy Ghost, oh God, anoint us afresh with the Holy Ghost, oh God, so we can be the vessels of honor and not a vessel of dishonor. God, we pray this morning that you would have your way. We need you, oh God, and we won't stop asking for it. We need you to visit us, oh God. We need you to be present in our churches, oh God. We need you to show up, oh God, and show out. Oh God, we need you to cause us and to show us, oh God, how to even handle your anointing. We need you, oh God, to teach us all over again how to guard our anointing. Oh God, we need you, oh God, to show us how to guard the temple of the Holy Ghost where you dwell. Oh God, we need you, oh God. We can't do this without you. We need you to show us, oh God, our wrong so we can get it right. We need the power, oh God. Oh God, we know that you are a gentle angel and you won't push on us anything that we don't want. So God, we need you to give us the heart that would desire you, the heart that would seek first the kingdom and all of your righteousness. God, we need you like never before. And so God, we are lifting up and praying for the body of Christ this morning, that you would have your way and do, God, what only you can do with us. Oh, God, hold us in the hollow of your hand. Don't allow us, oh, God, to fall again. But, God, we ask that we as the body of Christ, my sisters and my brothers, every member, oh, God, of the body of Christ, we not calling each other, oh, God, by titles, but we call each other, oh, God, the light of the world. We realize what you called us. You called us to be the salt of the earth. So, God, help us this day. Help us, oh, God, to be who you called us to be. Teach us, oh, God. Deliver us, save us, oh, God, and renew us all over again. And we ask it all in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just bless you this morning. God, we give you honor and we give you praise, hallelujah, for just another day, oh, God, that you have kept us. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, that we believe by faith that you're going to make our way prosperous. So on this morning, God, even as we are seeking your faith, we're looking unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Your word declares that we are to look unto the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from our Father who made heaven and earth. And so, God, we come before you this morning, God, just seeking wisdom and counsel, God, seeking your direction. Father, I thank you that you do all things well, God, and you know what's well. You know our ending from our beginning. Your words lets us know, oh God, that there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. And so we thank you on this morning for being the God of revelation, for being the God that uncovers and the God that makes known. And even on this morning, God, even as we are seeking you out, God, we're asking you to lead, to guide and direct us, oh God, according to your knowledge. Hallelujah. For you alone know what is before us. Father, for you have even tried the reins of our heart. My God. And we thank you on this morning, God, because you have tried us. And your word declares that after you have tried us, Father, that we should come forth as pure gold. And so I pray this morning, God, for those of us, oh God, that feel like that we have been in the fire of affliction, that feel like, oh God, that we have been in a place, oh God, that is not even defined by our own words, but God, yet in it, you have kept us, oh God, you have caused us, oh God, to walk out and to walk through in total victory. I pray this morning, God, that we would open up our mouths, oh God, and declare the victory of God over our very lives, oh God, that we would declare what God is saying, God, that we would come in line with the Spirit, God, for we understand, oh God, that the things that we see, they are temporal, God, and they do not, God, define who our God is, God, for your power is great in the earth, Father, you are great and you are greatly to be praised, Father, there is none like you in all the earth, there is none that compares to you, and so this morning, oh God, we resist every distraction, we resist every mindset, God, that is contrary to the very word of God, oh God, God, and we say, let the name of the Lord be praised, let the name of the Lord be exalted, let the name of the Lord be magnified, oh, that God might be glorified yet again, oh God, and God, even as you have encouraged us in your word, that we are to come unto you all who labor and who are heavy laden, and you said that you'll give a rest unto our soul, and so on this morning, I thank you for the rest that is found in you. I thank you for the peace that is found in you. I thank you for the deliverance, oh God, that is found in no other name. God, for you are truly our deliverer. You are truly our way maker. You are the one, oh God, that breaks the back of our God, that you will release your word, oh God. And God, that it will be released even as that blood. Oh God, speak, oh God, of your character. We speak well of you. We set our focus on you, our affections on our God. We set our affection on the one that cannot fail. We set our affection on the author and finisher of our faith, on the one that knows the ending from the beginning. We set our affections on you, God, for there is nothing that gets past you. There is nothing that you do not know that you did not see coming. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that nothing takes you by surprise. Oh God, that every day of our lives you've already seen. God, and you've already wrote yourself into our script. Oh, God, that you are in our lives, that you have masterfully woven, God, your name and your intervention into every situation, even though we may not understand where we are, even though, oh, God, we may not even be able to define or articulate, oh, God, in our own words what God is doing. I thank you on this morning, God, that you know that, and that you do everything well. Oh, God, and we declare that God is good. God is good. Great is the name of the Lord. For the Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. God, so no matter what comes or no matter what goes, we know that we have an enemy that is after our testimony. But we still declare
that you are still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. God, though the arms of flesh fail you, there is no failure in you. There is no failure in our God. Yando yando shekomandia. Yando yando boshe. Yando yando sakamandia. Oh, yes, God, in you there is no failure. In you there is no failure. God, that's why. God, we got to boast on you. Oh, God, we make it known that we hallow your name in the earth. We make your name big. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Oh, yes, Lord, Emando Shea. Oh, yes, God, Emando Shea. For you're the only one that can break the shackles. You're the only one, God, Emando Shea, that can break the strongholds. You're the only one, oh, God, Emando Shea, our God, that can keep that which we have committed. You're the only one that can preserve us. You're the only one that can bring us out of darkness. You're the only one, oh, God,
that we shall eat the fruit of our own mouth. And so, Father, I pray for us. That we'll be careful in our speech. That we'll be careful in all things. God, that we'll open up our mouth only to declare what God has said. That we'll come into alignment with the Holy Spirit. That we'll come into alignment with the Spirit of truth. That we'll come into alignment, oh God, with that which you have said. Father, for you are our hedge of protection. For you are our God, and you are our shield. And you are our buckler. And you are our everything. You are the source of our life. You are the strength of our life. Oh, God, Emando Shekodamandia. Mando Shekodana Manciando Shekoma. Ah, Yenaramo Shekodamancia. Oh, we just need for a moment to take a moment and just begin to give God glory. We need to open up our mouths. I need you to just open up your mouths now and just begin to glorify God. Magnify nothing but his name. Magnify nothing but Jesus. Give nothing glory but God. Him I know, Shay. Just declare his greatness in the earth.
God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory,
God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, oh God. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Yes, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you for your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah, God.
Surely there is a sound of praise and worship in your mouth. Surely there are words that you can ascribe unto God. Surely, Ekodamanchi, God is worthy.
Oh, God, hallelujah.
Surely, God is worthy.
Ekodamanchi, I got your vastness, my God.
Surely, Ekodamanchi, me and my praise, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we give you glory, God. Oh, God,
we have to
magnify you, oh, God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, God, and we glorify your name, my God. God, we thank you, oh, God, that you're large, God, and you're in charge, oh, God. God, we thank you that you're moving and you're reigning, my God. Oh, God, hey, God, also we lift you up, oh God, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to your name, oh God. Oh God, you're worthy, God, and your word that you be praised, my God, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, oh God, hallelujah, glory in the highest, my God. God, your name is great, God. Oh God, you're great that you be praised, wonderful on that works, oh God. Hallelujah to Jesus, glory to your name, oh God, hallelujah, God. Oh God, I faith and I trust, my God. Oh God, our reliance and our dependency, my God. I got it, hallelujah, God. It's all in you, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. So we acknowledge you, God. Oh God, we acknowledge you, God. Oh God, in all of our ways, oh God, we trust you, God. Oh, Oh, God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You on this morning, my God. Hallelujah, and we give you
yes,
praise.
Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you on this morning, my God, and we give you the glory.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
God, we thank you on this morning, oh, God, and we honor you, God. Oh, God, we reverence your name on this morning, my God, in the idiocia,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, be glorified. I got you, get the glory, my God. Hey, yebosa, yanda. Oh, yebosa, yanda, idiocia, yanda, idiocia, God. I got for you a word. You and you alone
yes,
are worthy, oh God. Hey, ye bosa yanda idiosi I yanda. I got hey yanda idiosi I got. I got you be magnified. Hey, ye bosa yanda. Oh, shama that idiosi I yende.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, yende idiosi I yende. He shanda that idiosi.
Yes, God.
Yende
idiosi
I yende. He shanda
that idiosi I yende.
Oh, yende idiosi I yende. La 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 idiosi I yende.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy, holy,
yes, God.
God.
You are
glory, my God. Hey, he both say and I. He shandere the OCI and day. Oh, shandere the OCI and day. Oh, shandere the OCI and day. Oh, shandere the OCI and day. Oh,
shandere the OCI and day.
Oh, shandere the OCI and day. Oh, shandere the OCI
and day. Oh, shandere
the OCI and day. Oh, shandere the OCI and day. Oh, the OCI and day. Oh, oh, yanda na 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 diosi, ha, ha, ya baba usta yanda na 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 diosi, ye gar, ha, oh, shanda na 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 diosi, ha, ye gar, ye ye bosta, oh, shaba baba usta yanda, oh, she bosta yanda, ha, yanda na na diosi, she bosta yanda,
she
bosta yanda, na 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 diosi, ha, yanda, oh, shanda na 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 diosi, ha.
Thank you, God. I thank you for the standard that is being raised. I thank you, oh God, that you are raising a standard right now. I thank you, oh God, I God, that you are opening up from the heaven. And God, we need you to pour out in the earth, realm, oh God. God, but there is nothing bigger than you. There is nothing, oh God, greater than you. Nothing that we experience. Nothing, oh God, that we go through. God, nothing, oh God. God, in this earth realm is bigger than I, God. So we say, be magnified. Be magnified once again in us. Be magnified once again through us. Show yourself, Ekonamandia, as our deliverer and as our king. Show yourself, O God, as the true and the living God. Show yourself, O God, as the one that brings out and delivers, as the one that sustains, as the one that preserves. Ekandiando She. Our God, we still declare who you are. O God, Emando She. Our God, Emando Shatama. Our God, we'll still say Jesus is Lord. We'll still say Jesus reign. We'll say reign, King Jesus reign. Reign even now. Reign, O God, Emando She. Reign, O God. Reign, Emando She. Let your power reign, Jesus. Ekandiando She. Our God, Emashande. Our God, Emando She. As you remove scales from our eyes, as you open up our ears, oh God, as we set our affections on the things that are above, where Christ is at the right hand of the Father. Oh God, let us be Christ-minded in a day, oh God, where there is so much God trying to distract us. Let our affections be on you. Let our mind be on our God. Let us exalt our King. Let us magnify the name of the Lord. Lord. For the name of the Lord is still great. All that men might praise the Lord for his marvelous works towards the children of men. Oh, yes, God, you've done marvelous. You've done great things in the earth. Oh, God, you do good. Your name is good. Oh, yes, Lord. God, everything you do is good. Everything you do is right. Oh, Mando Shea. Ekandiano Shea. God. Oh, God, we speak well of you. We speak well of you, God, when we don't understand. We speak well of our God. Ekandiano Sheko Damanchia. Oh, yes, God. Emando Shatama. Ekandiano Shea. Our God, for we understand that you're the one that leads and guides us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And God, you are the one that is in complete control of our life. And Father, we just humbly submit to your will, for we know many of the plans, oh God, of the heart of men. Oh, the answer of the tongue, it comes from the Lord. Oh God, even though, God, we may consider many things in our own heart, Father, you are the one that directs our steps. You are the one that leads us. For you know our ending from our beginning. You know what you would do. You know where you're taking us. Oh, God, so I thank you for the divine appointment on this morning. I thank you for those, oh, God, that you're causing, oh, God, to walk up. Oh, God, in the pathway, God, that you preordained. I thank you for those of us, oh, God, that you are keeping us sure-footed. God, we'll say like the psalmist said, our feet had almost slipped until we made it into the sanctuary. But you're the God that keeps us in slippery places. You're the God that keeps us. Oh, God, in our notion. Our God, in our notion. That when we would do good, we understand that evil is always present. But you're the God that keeps us in the hour, oh, God, of our evil contender. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, when our enemy comes to contend with us, when he comes, oh, God, in our notion. Our God, with skillful weapons of warfare. Father, you already encouraged us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in you to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, God, we need you to help us in the pulling down of our imaginations. Get into these minds, oh, God, every thought that tries, oh, God, to exalt itself against your knowledge. Everything that tries to get in our mind, oh, God, and make itself bigger than you. Father, we come against every exalting thought. We come against every crippling thought. We come against every thought of fear. We come against every tormenting spirit. We come against every spirit of paranoia. We come against every double-minded spirit. We come against every wavering thought this morning. I decree and I declare that our mind is wrapped up in Jesus. The blood cover us. Cover our mind, oh God. Oh God, set a guard around it. Set a hedge of protection around us. Keep us, oh God. Keep us seated at your feet. Oh, God, we're running to you. Our God, you are our preserver. You are our keeper, oh, God. If you don't keep us, God, we'll surely fail. If you take our hands off us, we'll not know, oh, God, where we might end up. But, God, I bless you for grace and for mercy. I thank you for your mercy today. That's been renewed, oh, God, and I know shame. I thank you for your renewed mercies. I thank you for new mercies this morning. I thank you for another day to get it right. Oh, God, Emando Shekananamandiando Hoshe. Our God, that we'll get it right. Oh, God, let us get it right in you. Oh, God, Emando Shatama. Our God, we want to be right. We want to be right. Oh, God, we want to do right. We want to do right, mind. We need a mind that is right before the Lord. We need a mind that meditates on good things. Oh, God, we want to meditate on you. Ekodamanchia. Ekandi ando shatamai. Oh, God, let our meditations be pure and in the Word. Let our meditations, oh, God, be in the Word of the Lord. Let us meditate. For you said that we are to delight ourselves in the Lord. Oh, God, that we are to meditate on the Word and in it, oh, God, both day and night. And, God, in it, God, you said that you would call us to be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of the water. We need to be planet. I pray, oh God, Emmanuel, should plant our feet in the Word. Oh God, call us to be secure and stabilized in the Word. Oh God, not easily moved, God, by the vicissitudes of life. I, God, not wavering by every storm that comes. Not wavering, God, Emmanuel, I, God, by every occurrence. But Father, I pray, let our feet be planted in the Word. Let your Word be our rear, God. Let your Word be our shield and our buckler. Let your Word, oh God, be our direction. Let your Word, oh God, be supreme. Let it reign in us. Oh God, I pray, Father, our God, that we truly hide ourselves in you, oh God. You are our pavilion. Be our hiding place. Be our place of help. Let us run to you, oh God, and hide. I thank you for a place, oh God, where we are preserved. Oh God, when life tries to get the best of us, that you have given us a place that we can run to. I pray for those, oh God, that are not discovering that place yet. Oh God, that even that place might be revealed to them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that when pressures come, God, that it will not break them. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you know our praying that we are but dust. For you know, oh God, am I no shame? God, that the arms of flesh fails us. And so, Father, we need strength in you. We need the strength of your power. I pray today for those that may be faint and weak. God, that you would send the help and strength. That you would send the Holy Ghost recharge. Regenerate them, God. Build them up. Oh, God, edify and strengthen. Oh, God, bring them in. Bring in their minds. Bring their spirits in, oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, bring down the spirit of destruction. Oh God, annihilate it. I, God, I pray. I, God, for a spirit that will persevere. I pray for a spirit and a mind. Oh God, that will be able to stand, that will be stronger in you. I pray supernatural strength. I pray a supernatural recharge. I pray now in the name of Jesus, send forth your power. Send it forth now, God. Let the power of God, oh God, overtake and overshadow. Let the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God, God, let it do what no other power can do. Oh God, what no other power can do for us. What no other power can do. Father, you do Shabbat. It in us. Father, you do it for us. For your name's sake, God, do this. Yes. My God. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus, thank you for the faith walk.
Yes, Lord. Shabbat.
Glory to your name.
Oh, Baba Basayandai. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Ayebo Sayandai.
Hallelujah.
Ayebo Sayandai. Shandai.
Even this, God, it will be glorified. Even this mountain. Mando Shekona Mansia.
Help us tap into our seed-like faith. And speak to our mountain God, Emandosha. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And it is so. Hayamandoshi. Thank you, Lord. In a time when the enemy wants us to doubt, oh my God, what we have believed. That's why we're called a remnant. The Bible says that if God does not hurry, that even the very elect will be deceived. Mandoshe. Jesus, the things that have come, Ikudabasi, it's only agenda is to come against our belief in God, Ikudabasi. My God, but the remnant, Ikudabasi, we declare that Jesus is Lord no matter what. No matter what they see, no matter what they hear, their testimony will never change. But these are they who have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Testimony remains in difficult times, in times of scrutiny, in times of scandal. Their testimony never changes. These are they who are robed in white. These are they. They survived the scrutiny. When the enemy came with scrutiny against the body, these are those that survived even the scrutiny of the enemy. When what was on display should have discredited their faith, they remain. They are the ones that were left over. For narrow is the way that leads to the life everlasting, but there be few that find it. For he chose the foolishness of preaching. For many in that day will turn their ear even away from preaching, but it is what he has chosen, to draw them in. For the Bible says, if they had been of us, they would still be able to remain with us. But they went from us to show that they were never with us. Their departure was necessary. Only God knows how to prune. Only God knows how to separate the wheat from the tear. Hallelujah. God will tell us to leave it alone. Let the wheat and the tear grow together. Because there will be things that we will all be exposed to that will define if we are the wheat or we are the tear. Hallelujah. Even we are learning ourselves what we're really made of. every time something undefinable happens. Ekodamasia, we are learning. Whether we are wheat or tear. Ekodamasia. My God. Because if it were left up to our enemy, surely we would have went shipwrecked in the faith. Ekodabasi. Surely. Ekodabasi. We would be like Peter before his true conversion. We would have walked away. Ekodabasi with our heads down. Ekomansia in shame. Ekodabasi. Because of our denial of the faith. Ekodabasi. Because when it gets hot, ekodabasia, flesh, ekomansia, we'll walk away. Eyandoramandia. My God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in us. I thank you for how you are proving even us to us. And how you are revealing what is in our heart and anything, God, that comes into our heart, Father, that does not represent you or the response that you were looking for, Father, pluck it out of us, take it out, remove it. My God, this is truly the hour where all of the gloss and the glitter is removed. And it's time, what do you really believe? Because your belief is beyond your feelings, not what do you feel. What do you really believe? What do you really believe about God? What do you really think about this lifestyle you have chosen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we are preparing to close, I know many of you signed on after we started prayer. If you have any prayer requests, all lines are open. Thank you, Lord. You're free to share that prayer request now, and the intercessors, please just make record of those requests. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Belinda, this is Pastor Belinda, this is Pat. And I'm asking for continual prayer at work.
Amen.
And for my health.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sharon, are you still here, Sharon? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Sharon, are you still on the line? Can you pray for
Pat
right now? Sharon Quinn, please pray for Pat for me right now because I feel that prayer for her health specifically. Let's just pray over her.
Father God, we bless you and we praise you for our sister Pat. Oh God, for real, we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy on her body, that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, you are our healer, you are our deliverer, and so God, you made this mortal body, and we ask, oh God, that you would cause her body to get in alignment with your will and with your word, oh God. Your word said that we are healed by your stripes. Oh God, so we pray for healing. We bind healing to her body. We bind healing to her mind, oh God. We bind healing, oh God, even to her emotions. Help her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to believe your word. Help us, oh God, as your people to stand around her, oh God, and to pray for our sister, oh God, to carry her in our spirit. Help us, oh God, to be so neatly and closely joined together that when one is sick, oh God, we can pick it up in our spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus, everything that's out of order in her body, that God, you would bring it in the order in which you have created it. For God, you have created this body to heal itself. And so God, we say this morning that you would send healing send the healing virtue unto her body, oh God. God, cause her, oh God, to eat, to do what's right, to exercise, whatever it may be on her part, oh God. We pray that you would cause her to have the strength and the will to do, but God, what she can't do and only you can do, God, we ask that you would do it now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We thank you in advance. And God, for anyone else that's on this line that's struggling, oh God, with diseases, with sicknesses, we pray in the name of Jesus for your healing. Oh God, we know you to be a deliverer. We know you to be a savior. Now, God, show those that need your healing that you are a healing God, a God that heals all manner of diseases, that cancer and diabetes and, oh God, high blood pressure, oh God, and mental illness, nothing is too hard for you, oh God. And so, God, this morning we want to thank you for it in advance. We want to give you glory, honor, and praise for it. We believe, oh God, that you said that you would never leave us or forsake us. Now, God, we ask that you would be our God of healing and do, oh God, what only you can do. Everything, oh God, that we may be enduring in these mortal bodies, God, we say heal us and heal us more, oh God, not just in the physical, but God, heal us in our spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God, any other prayer requests? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And even as the month of October is Pastor's Appreciation Month, please remember to pray for pastors everywhere. Pray for them, Jesus. Pray for their families, pray for their spirit, pray for their mind, pray for their health. Let's remember pastors everywhere. They've covered so many for so long. Hallelujah. And sometimes they need the body now to empathize, to feel where they are. Jesus. To be touched with what they're touched with. Thank you, Lord. Set your minds, just especially since it's October, since it's Pastor's Month, just every day. Hallelujah. Many of you may already pray for your pastors, but pray for other pastors as well. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. I believe God. And I believe nothing takes him by surprise. And in everything, God will get the glory. Hallelujah. Because he's chosen people like you to intercede who really bear the burden. I am Andoshe. Who still weep when others are going through. Not gossip, not talk, but really weep before the Lord. Thank God for intercessors. Thank God for people who love God and love God's people. Because there are certainly moments in our lives where we may not be able to carry it for ourselves, but thank God that he has people like you who will help us in our time of need and remember us in prayer. Remember to pray for each other. Never discount your intercession. Never discount your intercession. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us this morning for this time of a prayer and intercession, and that every burden that you all are carrying, because I feel the weights of what you carry. Thank you, God. And I praise God for it. I thank God that you carry the burden of prayer. Thank you, Lord. that you do care. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God would raise up more. Ikodamasia. Ikodianabasi, that truly care. Ikodamasia. Not perform, but truly bear the burdens of others. Ekomandiando shatamai. Ekodabasi. Oh God, that you would raise up many. Ekodamandiando shatamai. Ekodabasi. Hallelujah. But the Bible speaks of the wailing women, oh, that your eyes might be filled with water. Ekodiano ramando shikomanshia mandoshi. My God, Jesus. Ayamandoshi. Thank you, Lord. And that will be our closing. Let me read Jeremiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll close with that scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste, Jesus, and take up a wailing for us. Hallelujah. Oh, Sheko Dabasi. That our eyes may run down with tears, Sheko Dabasi, and our eyelids gush out with waters, for a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land because of our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth and teach your daughters wailing. Hallelujah. Ekobasi. Oh, God, and everyone her neighbor, lamentation. Weep women wail, and teach others to wail. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. This is the time truly to wail. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and to cry out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for the sound of wailing. We give him glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this concludes our time of intercessory prayer. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning during this time of prayer. Meet us tonight on our regular conference call prayer line. Again, we thank you for joining us for this time of intercession. God bless you, and the Lord be with you. Go in peace.
And also,
amen.